Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8 and verse 26. The Blind Man at Bethsaida. Part 4. The conclusion of this episode. And in this discourse I want to speak on the command that Christ gave to this blind man. Jesus has opened this blind man's eyes. He's restored everything to him. He saw everything clearly. And this is what we read. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village. Don't go and tell anyone in the village." That's Mark chapter 8, verse 26. Christ's command. Now, whatever the local meaning here, and this varied. By that I mean, if you look at some of these signs and wonders, Jesus makes this kind of command to people. Don't tell anybody. Sometimes it's go to the priest and show him and show them and do this. Sometimes it's go home and tell your family, and so on. It varies. So whatever the local meaning here, and this varies, the application to the gospel, at least to my mind, is outstandingly clear. If any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Well, this man was certainly new, in the sense that he could see. Once I was blind, but now I can see. But if any man is in Christ Jesus, spiritually speaking, he is a new man. Now, we used to see signs, do you remember it? Under new management. Try to indicate that maybe the old trader wasn't very good or sprightly, but this new management, you're going to get wonderful treatment here. Under new management, well, whatever it meant in the shopping world, in the spiritual world, this is exactly what the believer can say. I am under new management. Once the devil pulled the strings, but now Christ is my Lord. Christ is Lord. Just what the early preachers preached. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, 1-6. And so on. Under new management, Christ is the Lord. The believer is under the law of Christ. Now, I fully accept that Paul only uses that phrase twice, but there it is. It is the law of Christ. And it's full of, the New Testament is full of it. John 14, verse 15 and on. John 15 and verse 9 and on. What's that? If a man loves me, he will do what I command. If a man loves me, he obeys my word. Here is my command. As I obeyed my Father, you must obey me. This is the command of Christ. I know, brother and sister, we are at liberty in Christ. And I know love is the great fulfillment of the command. But this is not a fuzzy thing. It's spelled out in enormous detail throughout the New Testament. The post-Pentecost scriptures particularly are full of the instructions of the law of Christ. But not only there. Look at the Sermon on the Mount, John, Matthew 5-7. Matthew 28, verses 18-20. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, you know, and so on. What are you going to do? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what? Teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. It's called the obedience of faith. As Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it, John 2:5. John 13:17, if you know these things, truly happy, blessed are you if you do them. So, my brother, sister, you can see. Christ has opened your eyes. You're in Christ. You're a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You've been born again. You have a new heart, a new mind. You're under new management. Now, my brother and sister, it's the same for me. I'm speaking to myself. It has to show. I want to be an obedient Christian. Unbeliever, you have to obey too. Repent and believe. Those are commands. God commands all men everywhere to repent, and all women too. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. That's an invitation, that's an encouragement, but it's also a commandment. Simon Brown wrote this hymn, "Come, gracious Spirit, heavenly dove, with light and comfort from above. Be thou our guardian, thou our guide, o'er every thought and step preside." Of course, it's the believer speaking now. Unbeliever, your command is to repent and believe. Now I'm addressing believers. And the believer prays, comfort us safe, conduct us safe, conduct us far from every sin and hurtful snare. Lead to thy word that rules must give. Oh, that's legal. No. Under the new covenant, by the Spirit, we want to be obedient to Christ, and we will be. And teach us lessons how to live. Let me say that again. Conduct us safe, conduct us far from every sin and hurtful snare. Lead to thy word that rules must give, and teach us lessons how to live. The light of truth to us display, and make us know and choose thy way. Plant holy fear in every heart, that we from God may ne'er depart. Lead us to holiness, the road that we must take to live, to dwell with God. Lead us to Christ, the living way, nor let us from his pasture stray. Lead us to God, our final rest, in his enjoyment to be blessed. Lead us to heaven, the seat of bliss, where pleasure in perfection is. Now that's in the plural. How about the singular? Conduct me safe, conduct me far, from every sin and hurtful snare. Lead to thy word that rules must give, and teach me lessons how to live. Lead me to God, my final rest, in his enjoyment to be blessed. Ah, yes. Lead me to heaven, the seat of bliss, where pleasure in perfection is. May God make us like this blind man, under new management, and may it show, or under the lordship and rule and governance of Christ.